Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
And Peter Greco.
And we're just getting ready here. A little computer issue.
You don't have to tell people that. Just go on like nothing's happening. Be a professional.
I'm no professional here.
Yeah, let's be a professional here.
Last week you did something you never did. You were criticizing yourself.
That's all right.
Uh-huh.
At any rate, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And
what
if you
about
have a
the
problem
show
with,
at midnight?
I'm not getting to that yet. Relax. Let me run the show. You log in.
How about I put on my glasses?
Right, relax, take it easy. At any rate, if you have trouble getting in the 803-1520, go to 803-0321, 803-0323, 803-0324, or 803-1546. Meanwhile, we usually say it's 10:04 in the morning. I don't know why we started a little early, but we did.
And we say that because we're rebroadcast.
But anyway, we will be rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then we'll be on after the sporting event. We're also available every Saturday morning live streaming 10 to 11 a.m. at our website, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Most devices that can connect to the internet can use that website for live streaming. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived, so you can pick up the show if you missed it or you want to replay it. It's available at the website, sapriston.com. And also, last but not least, there's always a free economic report. I hear it's up late Friday, but always by Saturday morning by Stone and McCarthy. They're economists. Who knows if they know anything? But
well, they
rate,
don't know interest rates because they got all the wrong rates for the bonds.
There you go.
If you think the 10-year's at 4.82, you're in, right?
Right. If you think economists know something, whatever. But, they do give some interesting information about, the economic news of the previous week. They have their opinions, too, like anybody else. But it's brief, short, concise. So if you miss the economic news for the week, you can get that free economic report at sapriston.com. Also, if you don't want to make a call into the show for some reason, we do like to talk to people, but if you don't want to, you can go to the website, sapriston.com. There's a tab there that says Dollar Doctor Show. Click on it, then it'll come up, say live streaming. Hit the live streaming, go to the bottom of the page, there's a chat box. You can put in a symbol. And also tell us, if you're looking to buy it, you're looking to sell it, or if you own it, because that helps with what we're trying to cover. Because if we don't know, we can cover something and you said, that's not what I wanted to know. So you're welcome to go to the sapriston.com Dollar Doctor tab Live streaming will come up. Go to the bottom of the page, and there's a chat box, and you can put a symbol in there. Meanwhile, if you'd like to call, we do like to talk to people, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And if you have a problem, try 803-0321, 803-0323, and 803-0324. One of those is bound to work. And I think I heard next week we're going to all be all fixed, right?
Should be next week, hopefully. Should be.
Yeah, okay. We've heard that Fingers before. Crossed. But anyway, supposedly...
Only for 3 years.
Yeah. Next week is it. We just cannot wait. And unfortunately, Willie won't be here for the big event next week, right?
That's correct.
So you'll miss the grand opening of the new telephone.
Now I know why you can't hear. I'm having a great day here.
Well, there you go. You're off to a good start. Stop giving away all this information about what's going on.
I didn't say why I couldn't hear.
But anyway, do give us a call or try to chat box, one or the other. Meanwhile, since we're giving information away, Willard's getting calls on his cell phone.
I don't know. I think I got a reminder of the radio show starts.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Well, here we are. There you go. What do we got?
Good morning, Vic.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Well, we're doing great.
Good. What do you guys think of Bristol?
Bristol?
Nibbling at this thing.
Well, it's been up and down a lot lately, hasn't it?
Well, it's been mostly down. I mean, it took a big hit. One of the cancer drugs, Merck, same type of cancers, and Merck drugs had better clinicals, so they sold off on Bristol Myers this whole week.
Well, are you talking about, selling a put on it?
I sold the 50. I've already sold the 50 the other day. I just wonder what you think going long. What would you start in your own portfolio think of going long the common?
Well, generally when I see something like this, I put it in for a 3-point reversal.
Okay.
So if the low is 52, you had 3 points. Right? 2 and 3 is 5. It's got to go above 55 to go to a column of X's. If you buy it here, you may be, it may be a hot knife and butter, right?
Well, I totally agree. Yeah, my thought is they're two weak puts. I would roll them. I keep rolling them if it continues down.
The low last year was in the 47 range. So
right.
If you were really a risk taker, you might try to buy it at 47.5. But that doesn't mean it stops going down. That's the problem.
Oh, I agree. So you're not thinking at this point.
No, I mean we had stop losses in, and I was upset when they went off, just like the clients.
Yeah. So
in that 63-64 range. Now I'm thinking,
you're happy.
Thank God I'm watching the charts, right? Thank God I'm watching the charts.
Another one, if you can pull up the chart, INVA, INVA, mm-hmm. INVA. I'm long the common. When would you, if you didn't have a position, what do your boxes tell you your end point would be?
Well, somewhere around 14.5, 15, right?
Well, it's beyond that now. I'm saying new.
Yeah.
New position.
Oh, and you don't want to wait for it to go down?
Well, I don't think it's going down.
Whoa, okay.
That's a big statement.
Where'd it close at, anyway?
No, close at 16, 14.
I'm long the common now. Mm-hmm. I usually like to buy an additional position with a little bit of a breakout from where it's facing now. Where would your breakout point be? I guess
18.
What's that?
18.
Okay. All right. Hey, guys, thank you.
Well, thank you for the call. Thing. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Take care.
Yeah. Give us a ring, the Dollar Doctors, Saturday, April, 21st?
April 21st. You got that.
We're in.
I'm impressed.
803-0321 or 1-800-879-7541 or go to our chat box and leave a question. I did look at the questions this morning, Peter, but they're all from 6 days ago.
Okay. They're old, so.
Also, I found that you can put the cursor on there. Mm-hmm. See what it says?
What's it say? I can't see that.
Posted 6 days ago.
Oh, well, that's good. So anyway, you go all the way down to the bottom. What's
posted
it say there?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks
maybe
ago.
We're in the wrong.
So you got to be up top, I guess, yeah.
Posted 12 minutes ago. How about that?
Well, that sounds pretty recent.
Yeah, but there's no...
There's nothing there?
No. The number 18 is there.
Well, that just may be that, you know, once you log into it, you know, maybe that's the first thing that pops up. So, but anyway, right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. For now, that should be sufficient since there's nobody on the line. Very easy to get in.
I had a question for you.
Why do you always ask me a question? I don't know anything. Anything.
Wait
at
a
all.
Minute. You're not allowed to say that.
I don't know a thing.
This is a professional show.
Well, no. I know. They know that already if they listen to the beginning, how professional this is. But anyway, go ahead.
you diffused me. the blockchain investing.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, it's the up-and-coming thing, but it's not clear how to invest in it.
You buy one of the blockchain ETFs. Very simple. And actually, those are big companies. They're not the little upstart companies.
Well, IBM's a big blockchain. It's been doing terribly.
But that's why you buy an ETF.
And what I'm thinking about is they call it this kind of alternative. Things are going to change the world.
Well, supposedly it is. You know, it remains to be seen. No question about it. I heard a guy last night says, Bitcoin's done going down. It's going back up. So who knows, you know. But Bitcoin is not blockchain. It uses blockchain technology. And I heard there's other blockchain technologies coming up that are bigger and better. So who knows, you know. So the only thing you can do is buy an ETF unless you want to be a speculator and theoretically buy a company that says they're blockchain, but you don't really know. You know, that was like Long Island Tea changed its name to Long Island Blockchain, you know. So I guess now it's a blockchain company.
And they call it disruptive producing strategies because they're disrupting the normal flow of how things have been done. For example, how Amazon disrupted shopping for all of us.
But I even read someplace where blockchain's too slow.
So it's
got to go through, and I don't understand it, but it's all these spreadsheets that are all over the world, and it has to go through all sorts of checks and balances and so forth and so on, and it takes a long time. So there's supposed to be other technologies coming out that are even better, you know, that are faster and so forth. So you got to watch yourself in this particular area. But at least if you're buying a blockchain ETF with the big companies, you're actually getting companies who do other things, you know, beside blockchain.
I mean, just in case.
Just in case.
It's a
right?
fad for
just
a while.
Just in case, exactly. So you got to be careful there, like anything else. You got to do your homework. As a matter of fact, Barron's did a big article on MLPs, how it might be time to get into MLPs.
I thought they did that a month ago.
Well, they did one this time. You
got to buy when there's bad news.
Yeah, but no, this is another lesson for people, okay? MLPs for pipelines and all these things are supposed to be great because the story was they don't depend on the commodity prices. They just move.
Right. They move the commodity.
That was the baloney story, okay?
Right.
Sounds great. So you go out and you do your homework. Boy, that really sounds great. But the way the companies were run and the way they financially were run and that type of thing was horrible. And they destroyed themselves with the way they financed themselves. They went into debt and so forth and so on. So maybe, it didn't depend on the commodity prices, but it depended on the little games they played with the general partners and so forth. And if you read the Barron's article today, it explains all of that and says they've been cleaning up their act. They mention a number of companies they like, but it's a very interesting lesson in the fact, you know, you buy the story, the big concept that they don't depend on commodity prices, you're insulated, but it still depends how the company's run, how it's financed, how the dividends are played back and forth. So you always got to be careful. Lesson in life.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning. How's everyone doing up there in Buffalo?
Beautiful. It's sunny. Everybody's out there in their shorts on today. It's really good.
Yeah. Very good. I tried to get you on the computer, and I got live streaming, but it came up on the 14th. It sort of sounded familiar, so I'm not on the computer right now, just on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in that bio stock that I usually have. I saw in the on the internet, the company appoints a new INON head of research. He seems to have a wealth of experience.
What symbol did you just say? It might
IMMU, he didn't say,
oh.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't say.
And it had a good week. It was 16.50, up 26 cents for the week.
I watch it for you.
Yeah. I'm hoping that, you know, that and my Snap will continue to go up. I think Snap was 15.20, up 32 for the week. These are my two bottom fish. I'm hoping to swim more up to the surface.
But also, they're a, you know, they're not blue chips. They're aggressive.
Oh, no, right.
They're, yeah.
But I hope they're not other kind of chips, too.
Well, yeah, but what you got to watch is if the market gets weak, you know, and right now it's, you know, kind of wobbly. We'll say it's wobbly, all right?
Yes.
But if the market gets weaker, they've been tending, and the biotech sector has been very weak in general, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And some biotech stocks have done well, and some have been crushed, all right? I mean, you can look at some of the big companies, some of them, Celgene, so forth, have been destroyed, all right? And so soon as people get nervous, and if the market does get weaker, you know, they tend to sell all biotech off, okay?
Right.
So you got to watch. You know,
there's certainly a rotation right now that I saw to refiners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even the big refiners are doing great.
But, you know, but like I say,
Conoco and
biotech's that. More speculative and they tend to sell it, you know, if there's a problem. So if they're selling their portfolios, they just dump everything. So it's kind of hard to go against the tide sometimes, you know. So,
right.
I mean, IMMU looks good, but I'm just warning you that if the market gets weaker and they continue to sell biotech, it'll get hit, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, well, that's very good. For Willard, is his email the same thing as that one that I get sent my email from Kay? Is that the one you
Well, that's how you reach me with Kay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I want to send you a note up there on that.
Great.
And hopefully make a visit during the summer. All right. Great talking
well,
to you.
Nice, nice to talk
nice
to you.
Nice talking to you. Have a good weekend. Take
okay.
care.
Okay.
You are listening to the Dollar Doctors Live at 10:16 on 421 ESPN 1520. Give us a ring at 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Show is also live and streaming, which I don't know is working because Art was having trouble this morning.
Or maybe somebody else can tell us if they're listening, you know, on live streaming.
Yeah. And give us a ring with your questions.
And meanwhile,
we were talking about disruptive technology.
You were, yeah.
Yeah. What do you know about it?
Nothing.
Good. Good.
I know nothing. Remember Sergeant Schultz? I know nothing.
Yes.
And as we always tell people, everybody's got an opinion, you know, and you hope to be more right than wrong. You hope in investments. The idea is not to be right all the time. You know, the idea is that you can't be right all the time. You're going to lose money. People have to recognize that they're going to be wrong, buy a wrong stock, and you hope you make more money with your winners than you do with your losers. And in the end, your little portfolio, whatever you have, goes up, and the value over the years goes up. So you're going to be wrong every once in a while, and you can't get stubborn, you know. And
part of the game.
Watch things go down, you know. And we all remember Enron, you know, good example of it, you know. And there's a lot of examples.
GE, although maybe GE turned, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. They had an article on that today in Barron's, and they kind of said, nope. But who knows?
Well, I had to look at
That's
it for
their
a client,
opinion, you know?
And I always go back to my accounting, which you don't like, and I looked at the book value, which is about half of where it's selling. Let's just leave it at that.
You know, they got a lot of work in the company. They actually got problems with their pensions and everything, and they also got problems in the financial part of the business. They got problems in the power part of the business. But you got to remember the way the game on Wall Street works. They beat the consensus. So if you can get your expectations down low enough, right, and then you beat those low expectations, the stock can go up, you know. So you got to learn how to play the game, you know. And apparently they played the game well this time, you know. And they're still in the process. They're looking to sell off $20 billion worth of assets. So,
well, that can be an issue too.
Yeah, I agree. Especially if
because
they have to sell off.
Because once it's gone, it can't generate revenue.
Exactly. So, but anyway, you know, somebody who's been a bear on it, he's got a target of 11 on it for what it's worth. I think we always said the possibility if it broke 20 was 15, And it actually came down to, what, 13-something, I guess. You know, yeah, so. And actually went below that big support zone to the left, and now it's rallying back into resistance. And we'll see, you know, if that resistance will stop.
14-something.
Yeah, 14-something, and that was it, so. But, you know, you can get stuck in things and just stick to it and be stubborn about it. Or, you know, it's easy said but done. Cut your losses, you know. Cut your losses and, you know, and
recognize. So you can come back another day.
Come back another day. You don't have to forget a stock. And a lot of people, you know, do that. They, oh, well, that didn't work. Forget all about it. Then they look 2 years later and they go, oh, my God, look where that thing went to.
I just looked at one this morning. AbbVie.
Oh, yeah, that's been unbelievable, that company.
Well, it came down terrible.
Yeah, it did now, but, I mean, it had a gigantic run, you know, no question about it. I remember when that stock was, what, 40?
Yeah.
I mean, just unbelievable.
Made a lot of money. But
oh, yeah.
Do your own research.
So, you know, and obviously in this kind of market that's, you know, correcting in a bull, it's still a bull market. You know, as I said, all the averages are above their 200-day moving averages. So technically, that's a long-term bull market. But you can have pretty unpleasant corrections, rotations, whatever you want to call it, within a bull market. You know, the other side of the coin, if you look, and I mentioned it before, the average pattern for a midterm year, which this is in the presidential cycle, is flat basically until about the middle of April. And guess what? We just passed the middle of April. After that, it's usually on an average, and doesn't work all the time, but on the average, it drops from the middle of April to June or July, you know. And then sometimes just continues that way, kind of wobbly into September, October.
803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. The Dollar Doctors live Saturday, ESPN 1520 at 1020. You can also go to the website, Zapperstein.com. Go to the Dollar Doctors show. Go to the bottom, which we were going to change. We never did. And Leave a question or a symbol. N-E-O. Someone left us a symbol. How's that?
Okay. N-E-O. Didn't say whether they own it, looking to buy it or what, but okay.
Last purchase made on 6-20-12.
2012, really?
Yeah, looking forward to first something. I guess you can't leave a lot of text.
Maybe there is a limit on it. I guess you got to put another line in. You know, continued, you know, no question about that. So, N-E-O, huh? I don't recognize the company, but then again, there's thousands of companies, so that's not surprising.
NeoGenomics. So you started talking about
biotech. Huh? Yeah. That one looks pretty decent.
It's been great.
Yeah. And he's had it since 2012.
Yeah, and so it was in the, it's probably in the $6 range in September 2000.
And close where this week?
Nine.
Yeah, not bad.
It's got a great chart.
Yeah, nice chart.
Don't know much about it.
Yeah, steady uptrend. Where would you stop it, you know, or reevaluate it, or whatever you want to
seven.
Call it? Seven. Seven, you know, so if it hits seven, it's either a stop or reevaluation. Closed at, what'd you say, nine? What was the high?
Nine with a high of 9.5.
Okay, and what was the high that it went up to this year?
11.5.
11.5, okay. And what is the low of that previous column there?
This one?
Yeah, what's that?
7.5.
Okay, so it's actually not holding up very well. Any target on it, or probably exceeded the target, I would guess.
12.
12? Yes.
Yeah, three quarters.
Yeah. So it looks like
you would certainly hold on to
it. You would hold on to it, and you might challenge the previous high this year, you know, which would be, would you say it was?
12.75.
Yeah, yeah. So looks like you have a shot at 12.75, reevaluate or stop it at 7. So that's one of the more decent-looking ones. So I said it's a mixed bag. If you look at biotechnology, some of them have been extremely good and still going up, and some of them have been crushed. So it's a very mixed market. But
someone left us a note that live and streaming is working okay. So
there you go. Yeah.
Must be Art's computer. I mean, he got a new one.
He got a new one. So you can't even trust new computers. Yeah. I hate computers anyway, you know, but that's beside the point.
Skinny Atlas, New York.
So right now, you know, we did mention if some people are using the chat box.
CPB and British Petroleum.
CPB, what's that, Campbell's?
It's Campbell, yeah.
Yeah, Campbell's Soup. British Petroleum.
The food stocks haven't been doing well. BP's been doing great.
Well, energy all of a sudden woke up. For a long time, it was ignoring the rise in the price of oil. Of course, now that Trump's going after oil, who knows, you know.
Well, he went after Amazon, and that didn't work. So far.
So far.
BP looks fine.
Yeah. What's the target on it?
47. Closed at 43. Has a beautiful dividend.
Yeah.
Five and a half.
And if it gets past that, what's the high to the left there?
44.
44. So target of 47. Yeah. And
the high back in 14.15 to 53.
Yes, I would say, you know, 47 looks like a possibility as a next target, and it looks like it has good support in what area right now? About
you're at it, 41 to 43.
Yeah, 41 to 43 area of support, right? Okay. Yeah, so looks good as long as the energy sector continues to act well. Some people are watching this $70 a barrel area for oil. But then again, I don't know if that matters because oil for a long time was going up and up and up and the energy stocks were ignoring it. And all of a sudden, what, a couple of weeks ago, they woke up, you know, and they started to move up. So,
well, the bullish percent for the oils, if anyone knows what that is, reversed on 4/16/18 at 52%. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so I mean, but it took a while, you know, for a long
years.
Well, but also took months now with the oil price going up from 46 to almost 70. You know, but it
intraday it hit 74 the other day.
Yeah, so but at any rate, you know, BP looks good in here right now, and you have your support, you have your next resistance, and should be able to make your plan based on that.
Campbell Soup,
CPB.
Food stocks have been atrocious in general.
And let's see, Campbell Soup's been atrocious. So I don't know.
Well, it's dropped last year from 68 to 40.
Yep.
And that is a support area. 39 is a support area. So if you were a bottom fisher like I used to be. By the way, I had Campbell's chicken noodle Thursday night.
Oh, really?
For dinner. And last week we had the tomato, my favorite.
Yeah. Well, the problem,
if it matters,
the problem with Campbell's Soup is it didn't deserve to be 68 either, to tell you the truth. You know, that was way overpriced.
Based on earnings.
Based on earnings growth, you know, that type of thing. You know, it's a, you know, it's I can't know how it ever got up to 68.
People can't afford soup anymore. Yeah. They have to have hot water for dinner.
But you're down near support, so you're bottom fishing. But as you'd say, would you wait for a couple box reversal before you took a
shot?
I'd
wait for a reversal, or if I bought it at 40 and closed at 40.36, I'd stop it at 38. That's reasonable.
Yep.
I'm going to write that down.
So, you know, and a lot of times, you know, this is our approach using this method, you know. Doesn't mean this stock can't
point and figure.
Yeah, it doesn't mean this stock can't turn around and just fly tomorrow. You know, that's the bottom line. But you have to stick to some kind of discipline or approach. And by this approach, that's how you would analyze it. And you'd say, boy, if it dropped to 38, that's a problem.
Right.
Now, if you were Howard Hewitt, who we worked with for years, he'd keep buying all the way down because
look at the half box chart.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not enticing.
No, I mean you're catching a falling knife. But you know, if you have an approach where you think you have a very good company, you know, that's in a process of it's going to difficulties, whatever the difficulties are, and things will get straightened out. They'll figure out something for the company to get it going, where people will be attracted to it. Then you just say, okay, I'm just going to buy on the way down. What did he buy? Every, what, 20% drop or something? Or I forgot what it was.
Certainly at 10, he'd start looking.
Yeah, 10% drop, whatever it is.
And, but he'd only buy 100 to start, he could get 500-600.
But that's, you know, that's a different approach, and if you follow that approach, then that's what you would do.
803-0930. 0321 or 1-800-879-7541, the Dollar Doctors. We're going to break.
You are listening to the Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
We're back. Willard Saperstein, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors live. Saturday, April 21st, 2018. Give us a ring at 803-0321 or 1-800-879-7541. The Bros Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, FINRA, SIPC, MSRB, RIA. RIA means we manage accounts besides being a normal brokerage firm. We are rebroadcast from 12 to 1 every Saturday night on this station, unless it's a sporting event. We're archived at our website with free economic research at Saperstein, SAPERSTON.com. And we'll give free portfolio reviews. We just did one for someone out in the Lakeshore. And we'll give you charts, and we'll give you a allocation pie if it's warranted, you know, how much stock, how much bonds, et cetera, et cetera. And the only cost is you go on our mailing list. And right now we still are doing snail mail. We send a little research piece every week, every month. And then we have different informational articles we have on an email. Sometimes you'll get three in a week. Sometimes you'll get none for 2 weeks. It depends on what we see that looks interesting, and that could be from any business magazine or newspaper. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. Beautiful day, huh?
Thank you.
I did it.
It's because of me.
Maybe. I have a couple of stocks over here I'd like you to take a look at and give me your opinion on. One is Valero Energy, VLO.
I like it. I have it and bought it for a few people when the refiners started to heat up 2 weeks ago. I don't think you sell it if you own it.
No, I'm thinking about getting into it, but I don't know if this is the price. It's closed at $108.55, so it's gone up about 10% in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. The target on price on point and figure is 145. But what you might do is what I do. If you want to spend 10,000, buy 5,000 of it, and then if it drops down to in this 100 to 102, which is support, you could buy a little more. Something like that.
So support is around 102.
Well, 100 to 102.
Okay.
It broke out at 98.
Okay, another stock over here that I'm looking at is CRM. I think that's Salesforce.
Mm-hmm.
And that closed around 122.
I have always been very impressed with them and what they do. I do have it in a few aggressive accounts.
I don't quite understand what they do.
Maybe Peter gets it.
You just told me you're impressed by what they do.
Well...
Now you're putting your foot in your mouth.
It doesn't mean I don't know what they do.
Okay.
I just thought maybe you had a clear,
I have no idea.
Clearer vision.
I'm not a fundamental person.
They will take a sales organization and they will streamline it for all the people. And much in the way you use a database where you have your clients and you have their addresses and their emails and their phone numbers. And you talk to one and you type in so-and-so only buys on Christmas Eve. And then the computer reminds you 2 days before Christmas Eve that you should call, you know, John Smith, and because he's going to buy something in 2 days of whatever you're selling. So they manage it for large companies.
I've seen the guy who's the chief executive officer on television,
Brilliant.
John Kramer, a lot.
Brilliant.
Yeah, well, anyway, this guy seems to, you know, he said double the sales in 5 years or something like that. This guy's very optimistic all the time, but you wonder about a stock that's, I think they have a high P.E. ratio. In this type of market, you're kind of reluctant to get into something that could get walloped for 10 points because they don't come up with the expected earnings.
And you would get walloped even if the earnings were up 30%, but the street expected 35, you know, it'll drop, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you have to consider that, and you are considering that. So, you know, if you don't want to be bothered with a stock where that can happen, then forget about it.
Most people are more comfortable bottom fishing. In other words, when you go buy a sweater or anything, when I go into a store in Florida with my wife, I always go to the discount rack and see if there's anything I would normally wear, and I can save half. If people want to do the same thing with stocks, it doesn't always work. But we've had such a run in the market, maybe value stocks, so to speak, like all the food stocks, which look horrible, or the tobacco stocks, which fell apart last week, right? Philip Morris International and Altria and all that. You could start nibbling at those, maybe. Or Campbell Soup, we just talked about, for another person.
Well, it's not that you're worried about these kind of stocks all the time. You're just worried at this particular point in the market, I would assume, right?
Yeah. I mean, are we converting from growth to value? Everything will go down if the market goes down.
I mean,
down.
If I just looked at the chart, I'd say pretty impressive that this chart's acting the way it is in a market that's not been that great so far this year. You know, so.
And looking at a performance number, if I'm lucky enough to bring it up for the year, maybe I'm not lucky enough to bring it up.
But I would look, you know, when are their earnings due to come out?
You asking me or Tom?
Well, you can go to FinViz if you want to, you know, and you look at that. But
I will.
But I would look at when their earnings are coming out, and you could say, hey, I'll wait until after earnings come out and then decide what to do.
So the Dow and the S&P are down a little bit this year, and this Salesforce is up 20, so that's what Peter's talking about.
Okay.
Year to date.
Yeah.
I got one more for you over here, and that's Grubhub, G-R-U-B.
Boy, another one.
It's
that's another momentum play.
Yeah, owned it. I owned it for one client. I sold half of it 2 days ago, and I'm sure I'm wrong, but I don't understand why it's been going up like that. Excuse me.
They bought some company, a smaller outfit, to enhance their food capability delivery service.
Well, they deliveries from any restaurant or something. And it's one of the few ones that look good. In fact, they label a restaurant group, and it's the top stock.
Mm-hmm. What's the target on it?
The target is 119. It closed at 100, 101.
Yep. And, you know, it looks like it's coming out of a... You know, after popping out of this base and going back to test the bottom of it, it looks like it's trying to pop out of that base again.
If you bought it here, you'd stop it at maybe 94.
Okay.
So you'd have if you pay 100 and stop at 94, you have a 6% loss.
Okay, guys. Good show.
Okay.
Good analysis. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
the
call.
Thank you, Tom. Give us a ring. All lines are open, 803-0321 or 1-800-879-7541. The Dollar Doctor's live, and we'll go back, unless you have something to say from Barron's like you do, Peter.
No, didn't have anything. I mean, I do, but we'll go back and see if there's anybody.
Well, someone said they sold a July 50 put on General Mills. So I was going to look at General Mills.
Oh, there's an article in Barron's this weekend. telling you why General Mills looks like it's
done,
undervalued.
Really?
Maybe an opportunity, according to Barron's, you know. But so you might want to check that article out on General Mills and this week's Barron's. I didn't read it, but I just saw the headline, you know, for it, and they were kind of saying, you know.
So the stock closes at 43, and someone sold a 50 put. What do you think of that?
Sold a 50 put?
That's what it said.
And then why weren't they exercised?
Well.
Because
way in the money.
It's the right to put the stock to you at 50 bucks, right?
Right.
So why wasn't the stock put to them at 50 bucks?
And then you can buy it back and cover at 44.
At a loss, right, yeah. So don't understand.
The guy exercising makes a lot of money.
Yeah, but why wasn't it exercised? If he sold
maybe he's got the wrong strike.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. I'm wondering if you guys could give me a comment on IBM.
Well,
good luck.
When it was at 161 about 2 months ago, I said to my partner, my daughter, you know, that's not acting right. It had been higher. I said, I think we should be out. And
That's when I was in, right there.
Yeah, and I think we sold half.
Yeah.
And then it got there again, and I said, come on, this is at the, you know, it's back to our price. It's on a downtrend, the line. But then you read about things like, you know, you get swayed. They have more outstanding patents in their field than any other computer company. They are A. B, they are the top of the heap with blockchain technology, which is, you know, hot right now. But their earnings don't seem to support it, and I think it's like turning around the Titanic. On the chart, you're at 146. You're in good shape unless it goes lower. In other words, it could stop there where it did before in February or March.
Yeah, but it looks like a bottom.
Yeah, but there's a real bottom at 140, and if you break that, you could be on your way to 118, according to the chart.
Yep. So if it hits 138, I would bail.
So I'm kicking myself for not getting out of the other half of position.
Yeah. Well, I'll hold on and see what happens. I've got time.
Okay.
It's a nice name, but it hasn't made any money for us. Yeah.
I know that. It's a reputation, and it just can't do anything.
No.
And, you know, I mean, the company just hasn't really done anything exciting. I mean, yeah.
Even sure. Like the person running it. I've seen her interviews. Yeah. I think she's all there.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay.
Take care. Give us a ring. We're live. The Dollar Doctors, 803-0321, 803-1520, or 1-800-879-7541, Saturday, the 21st of April at 10:45. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Willard.
Good morning.
Hey, guys, I bought a physical Bitcoin.
You bought one?
Yeah, it's a silver round, 1 ounce.
Silver round?
I bought it yesterday at the coin show.
You're kidding me.
No, it's just a facsimile.
Well, I know. I mean, yeah. It's, I know.
But
that's why
like
you're kidding
me. All the graphics that you see all over the place.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's funny.
And on the back, it's got "In Code We Trust."
In Code We Trust. Beautiful.
So I thought I'd add a little levity to this.
Hey, we appreciate that. Yeah. You can always have levity.
Yeah, the world doesn't have enough levity.
No, it's going in the opposite direction.
I know. That's sad. A friend of mine that I went to the show with asked me, he says, so what is going on, Bob? I said, chaos is being created.
Oh, no question. I mean, if you make a joke about anything, you offend somebody.
I know. I mean, well, that's my goal in life, is to offend
everybody. You and me both. I offend people every day.
and remember.
That's why we love them.
Remember I said at the beginning of the year, gold and silver shall rise again.
Well, we shall see. I mean, gold's holding up. I mean, it's not exciting, but it's holding up.
Silver looks okay.
Silver perked up a bit last week.
Right, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, it always perks up, and you go, oh, this is it.
Yeah, maybe boom. I had to pay more for the physical stuff.
Yeah, like, exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we shall see.
But anyways, I do have a stock.
Really?
How unlike you.
What could that
well,
be?
Well, I'm hung up on a certain stock.
All right.
And as soon as I get through these dreadful months of where I have to pay all kinds of money out to everything, I'll go back to buying some more of it. But anyways, this is EXK.
EXK, yeah, silver miner there. That one gets hot when silver gets hot, usually.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, well, because all the services kind of pick up on it all of a sudden.
Endeavor Silver, yeah. $3.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one of your other, one of the other persons that calls in periodically is holding that or held it or whatever.
Well, I mean, the good part is it's back near a bottom.
And it reversed.
It reversed. Right?
Right. It reversed at $2. It's now at $3. You got a chance at 4.5.
Yeah. 4.5 would be a possibility, and you probably need silver to go up for a week or two in a row, but
yeah.
Every time it goes up 1 week, it goes down the next week, but
like I said, if it can break that 19, I think it'll move up into the 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's been having a struggle, but it's all you can say from both looking at gold and silver, they've been going sideways so long that eventually they're going to go one way or the other, right?
Right. I agree.
Yep.
So, but and the weather's nicer, guys.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Be careful.
It is nice to go outside.
You might jinx it. We might get a May snowstorm,
Oh, please. I think we've had 11 days of snow this month.
No, I know we're going to get frost or snow when everybody runs out to Home Depot and Lowe's and buys all their plants. Then I know what's going to happen.
Last year, I checked my calendar for April, and we had 9 days in the 60s. 5 days in the 70s and 1 day in the 80s.
Really?
Well, they said 60 next week, I thought.
They said 65 on Monday.
How about that?
But they lie all the time.
Yeah, well.
They're confused.
Anyways, we'll see. It's got to happen eventually.
Oh, well, that's true.
I mean, the sun is going, higher in the sky, so.
Yeah, but I always tell people there was a year in the 1800s there was no summer.
Right, I recall that.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. I'm the 8,000-year-old man. Do you remember that?
It must have been global warming then.
I recall a year in the 60s when I was dating my future wife at the time, so it must have been like 67.
There you go.
And I remember it was like if it got to 62 or 63 degrees, mm-hmm. It was lucky, and it rained all summer. It was a terrible summer.
But look it up sometime. There was a year in the 1800s where it actually snowed in the summer.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
It must be global warming.
Global warming back then. Anyway.
Anyways, guys, so much for levity, guys.
Right.
You enjoy your weekend.
Take care.
You too, Bob. Give us a ring, the Dollar Doctors. We're live. We have a few minutes left. 803-0321, 803-1520, or 1-800-879-7541. And we will maybe go to the chat room.
Yeah.
And the gentleman or woman from mm-hmm. Skinny Atlas said, thinking about owning Campbell Soup and BP. They own BP.
Mm-hmm.
In Campbell Soup, we said you can buy it. Put a stop in at, 38, we said?
Mm.
If I can see when this thing was put in, KEY, don't own it. What would you do with the banks here?
You sure that's recent, KEY?
Well, it says 2018 on 421.
Okay, 10, how about that?
10, yeah.
They keep asking about Key. I don't know. Take a look at Key. You got to look individually at this.
Really?
Stuff. Yeah.
A bank is a bank.
Yeah, not really. Some banks may be going up. I don't know.
Well,
the bank sector hasn't been doing well lately.
Yesterday they went up.
Yeah. So.
But one that I sold for a client, and I looked this morning to make sure I made a mistake. I didn't make a mistake. It didn't go up.
Okay.
I thought, well, at least for a day.
Yeah. I mean, take a look at where it is. It's slow computers. I guess.
So we're not allowed to tell anyone then.
Well, that's why I hate computers, So.
There we go. Well, it closed at what?
It closed at what? What did it close at? I don't know.
Afraid to move the cursor.
excuse me, 1986.
Yeah, I think we said the 19 to 20 area. We've been saying that for a long time. Theoretically, should be support for the stock. Where's the 200-day at?
And the 200-day is 1930.
1930. So that's
you're on
it.
The 200.
You're right there at the 200.
And the price objective is 31.
Yeah, and the stock's still bullish. You know, you would have to stop the stock at what price? It'd look quite
well,
a bit lower.
Well, it would be 16.5.
16.5 would be, you know, not good,
no,
to say the least.
Move,
yeah.
Move.
But right now it's in the support area. If it holds its 200-day, so ideally we want to see it hold around its 200-day, which is around
the key bank,
around the 19 area.
Yeah. Yeah. Good morning, Ron.
Bing, I was wondering what you think about Apple's dive, and is there an opportunity to buy some more?
Well, the guy who downgraded it said, wait for the earnings to come out, and after that, buy it.
Okay.
If it gets hit. You know, for what it's worth. Okay.
And in addition, I had a slight disagreement with my wife last night saying it's time to get a different phone. Your Apple lease is expiring. Can't I keep my Apple? So I don't know anyone that has one that isn't like that, I must say.
Yeah. So, I mean, ideally, if the stock got hit, it could come down to what,
152?
152. So the 150s area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it fell about $10, right?
No, yeah. I don't think it.
Well,
was.
It went from 178 to 166. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just about a little over $10.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yep. So you know,
so it either holds here or then it slips another 10. Let's
I mean, do you
down.
Own it or are you looking to buy it though?
I own some.
Okay.
And I'd like to add to it because.
Well, you may get that opportunity on the earnings. Yeah. You know?
Right. It just seems to chug along and be a reasonable. Pays a reasonable dividend, not a great one, but a reasonable.
Yeah.
What about Facebook?
Yeah. Their earnings are coming up on Wednesday, I think. So.
Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Wednesday.
Because. I had some and I sold it, and I was wondering. Sold some of it. I did the sell part of it. So
yeah, I would have to wait for the earnings. That's for
sure.
You know, and I think it's Wednesday. You know, but it's either Monday or Wednesday, one of the two. But so I'd wait for the earnings right now.
I mean, there's definite support 155 to 160, right?
Yeah, and Barron's wrote an article, which I didn't read, which was the cover story. They said the difference between the models now and technology are important. Apple and Facebook are an example, and people who depend on advertising may be a problem, you know, whether they're right or wrong. You know, so I don't know. But I would definitely wait for the earnings and see what they have to say. You know.
Okay. And one I was thinking about, and it's somewhere around, I think it ended yesterday at 29, I think it's DBX or something like that.
It's a commodity, right? Commodity ETF.
Is it the commodity ETF?
I think so. Let's just see. All the commodities are strong. No, Dropbox. Okay.
Right.
I'm thinking of DBA or something.
Right.
The chart looks all right.
Does it?
It got to 28 and reversed.
Okay.
And got as high as 31, so you're just in that range.
And if
I think it pulled back to 29 yesterday.
I don't think, you know, there's not really enough, closed at 28. There's not a lot of, it's too new.
Right.
And do you understand what they do? I don't.
No.
but anyway, where's the stop? Where's the stop on it?
Stop's 27.
27 would be a stop.
So it's not terrible. You buy it here at 28, 29 to stop at 27.
27. Huh?
Just in case, right?
Just in case, because then it could drop quite a bit lower.
Okay, I missed part of your show, so I just called in to catch up on those. So
well, there you go. You could always go to the website and catch the archive.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks for the call.
Have a nice day. Yep.
Appreciate it very much.
Appreciate it. We've got about a minute left, if I know a clock to look at. Dan?
Morning, guys.
You got one stock. We got a minute left.
We were talking about oil earlier. You guys familiar at all with EC?
Encana?
Symbol?
EC.
What is it? Yeah, you're having a hard time with the...
Your phone's bad.
Edward Charlie.
Yeah. What's the name of the company, though?
I can't remember the name.
Okay.
I think it's a South American oil company.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm not familiar, obviously.
There you go.
It looks very good.
It looks like
a buy. Just broke out.
But do your own research, because I don't know that company.
Just broke out, and the target is what?
I don't know, because the computer's giving us grief. 25. Closed at 21.
Looks good at this point?
Yeah. I mean, it just had a major breakout.
Okay, excellent, guys.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan. Give us a ring next week a little earlier.
Take care.
Take it easy.
Wonderful.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Okay. You have been listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors. We're live every Saturday from 10 to 11. ESPN 1520 rebroadcasts 12 to 1 every Saturday night. Archived on our website with free economic research at Saperston, SAPERSTON.com. And you can leave stocks that you want us to talk about off our Dollar Doctor show at the website at the bottom. As we always say, keep a little powder dry, and good night and good luck.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, member of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, SIPC, MSRB. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperston Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.